A group of elders sit along Juno Douglas High School's gym wall. Their eyes are fixed on the players as they warm up before the game. Yakutat versus Klukwan. 75-year-old Charlie Williams is one of them. He lives in Juneau now, but he's been coming to Gold Medal since the 1940s. And naturally, he's rooting for his home team.
All the good-looking people come from Klukwan because they drink that Chilkat water. 21 miles where you want to drink your water.
The tournament started back in 1947, a year after another basketball institution, the NBA. Shorts were shorter, the three-point line didn't exist, and traveling to Juneau meant making a special trip. Williams says his parents laid it out like this. If he wanted to go to gold medal, he'd have to make better grades than his siblings.
Well, there's probably about eight of us kids then, you know, competing. And I just studied a little harder, and we had to do our chores. It wasn't easy.
Chopping and carrying heavy wood is one of those chores he remembers being especially tough.
We really didn't have that much, and it was really great to come down here to the old gym down there in Fifth Street.
Gold Medal started as a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts. Although villages dominate the brackets now, the first teams to compete were Juneau, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Skagway. Petersburg took home the win that first year.
The first Philly team to enter was Cake, AMP, 1949.
That's Gil Truitt, a former Gold Medal player, coach, referee, and all-around wealth of information on the topic. He couldn't be at the tournament this year because it came down to attending Gold Medal or the state high school basketball tournament. The gold medal still holds a special place in his heart. He played in the early years with his high school team in Sitka.
First with Mount Edgecombe, then Sitka A and B, then Sitka Columbia Lumber.
In those days, basketball was big in Sitka, and had been for a while. One of Sitka's first teams was started in 1914 by a branch of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. Truitt says pre-internet, pre-ESPN, he looked up to Herb Diedrichsen, a local player. So when Truitt was able to travel for the tournament with his high school team, he came over on a 14-hour-long voyage to Juneau on a fishing vessel.
It was cold, frightening, scary, and you swore up and down you'd never do it again. And I'm sure a lot of guys prayed. You had to love basketball to travel on those boats.
The boat would also be the team's sleeping quarters during the week. And arriving in Juneau back in that day, Truitt says the players, Alaska Natives, didn't always receive the warmest welcome. But over the years,
the people were able to see that the native teams like Sitka AMB and Metlakatla, they were so outstanding and colorful, and a pleasure to watch. The people forgot about the color. And I think basketball helped break down those prejudices that we witnessed.
Now the teams travel to gold medal by ferry and air. From Hoona, Cake, Craig, Haines, Wrangell, Heidelberg, Klukwan, Yakutat, and Metlakatla. Some things about the tournament have changed. NCAA-certified refs are brought in from down south to make sure there's no local bias. And women-led teams are tearing up the courts.
Little baby on
the hip. Yeah, he's 5 months old. His first gold medal.
This is Haines player Jamie Bentley's first gold medal, too. And she says so far, the community excitement for the tournament has made an impression.
I mean, you see family, kids running around, the families are all enjoying this event together. It's really special. It's very unique to Southeast Alaska, and I love it.
For Charlie Williams, who's sitting courtside and gone to decades of games, it's about the same thing.
That's why I come to the gold medal. Friends, right here.
And of course, the basketball. Williams' team, Klukwan, won its game that day. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.